Okay, so good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 早安。
So let us first turn to the Word of God.
让我们首先翻到神的话语。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 3.
让我们先看启示录第三章。
Verses 4 to 6.
第三节到第四节。
Revelation chapter 3 verses 4 to 6.
启示录第三章第三到第四节。
But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
你们还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。He
who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
其实是经文是第四节到第五节，第五节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。 我也必不从圣灵册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。He
who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。So
our second passage I will look at is Revelation 2, verse 17.
第二个地方是启示录第二章的17节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。 得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名。除了他那领受的以外，没有人能认识。So
yeah, so today we'll be continuing looking through themes and the letters in Revelation.
今天我们继续看到启示录对教会的书信里面所有的教训。And
we will be looking at two rewards, which are our two names.
我们来看两种的奖赏，是关于两个不同的名字。So
before we pray, I just want to set a quick outline.
当我们祷告以前呢，我先把那个大纲讲一下。So
we're going to take a look at what gets us the rewards. What does it mean to be an overcomer?
第一个点就是要怎样成为得胜者。 怎么样能够得到奖赏?
And then secondly, we'll be looking at the Sardis reward, which is what does it mean for our name to not be erased from the book of life?
第二个点呢,就是看那个在这个别加摩的沙底教会的什么叫做这个奖赏,这奖赏到底是什么,什么叫做名字不被涂抹?
And then the third point is we're going to look at the second reward, which is to Pergamum, which is what does it mean for us to get a white stone with a new name written on it?
第三点呢，就是对于别加摩教会的长长，就说到这个，他们有一个名字在那个白石上，一个新的名字，到底这个是什么意思？
So let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we ask that your will be done in your church today.
天父，我们祷告，希望你自己的旨意能够在你的教会中得到成全。You
are a holy God, and you are hidden from our midst.
你是圣洁的神，你住在我们当中。But
thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who, because of what he has done, allow us to come into your presence.
感谢。 父赐给我们主耶稣基督，因着他的作为，使我们能够来到你的跟前。And
now, with the eyes of our hearts being opened, we could catch a glimpse of you, and that we could do the work of heaven.
因着我们的眼睛和我们的心眼得到开启，使我们能够看到这个你在我们身上要做的事。
So we commit our hearts and its obedience into your hands and pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为着我们的心能够有一个顺服的心来祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。Amen.
Amen.So today we'll be looking at names. So let's talk about what a name is.
今天我们讲到这个名字，我们先来讲到到底名字是什么意思。
So names are usually chosen for us before we were born or when we were born, and we have no input.
名字通常是呢，是我们诞生的时候，或者是比我们生诞生以前呢，就已经为我们取好了。我们对这件事情一点这个选择都没有。
You cannot retort that, I personally do not like hard consonants following each other that makes my name hard to pronounce.
我不喜欢那个英文的子音，我在我的名字里面，因为它非常难发音，所以我呢，就不喜欢我的名字。
But maybe we can make exceptions for the immigrants who came to America.
有时候我们觉得说这个对于这个从外面移民到美国的这些人呢，我们觉得他们的名字呢可以这个是例外的。
They seem to have gotten a second chance.
他们有第二次的机会。
Because they could choose English names for themselves to name themselves after celebrities or because they like the pronunciation.
他们呢在那入籍的时候呢可以选择一个英文名字，他们可以选这个这个明星的名字，或者是选一个呢容易发音的名字。
But for the younger generation, we also have a second chance.
对于我们这个生在美国的第二代呢，我们也有第二次的机会。
It was when we got to choose our own screen names and email addresses.
我们呢就是在这个这个社交这个网站上呢，我们会选我们自己的这个名字打进去。
So I took the liberty of looking through some of them in the church email directory.
我呢就从这个教会的通讯录里面看看每一个人呢这个社交网站的名字。
So we have a creative boy 929.
我们有一个叫做这个 creative boys 929.
And we have an immortal soul.Which is very beautiful because it describes your new place in Christ.
有一个叫做不朽坏的灵魂。
And we have plantour@aol.com, as in someone is a travel agent, maybe.
我们有一个叫做这个 plantour, 有人做这个旅游生意的。
And there's also a Chris Tofu, which is not me because I do not like tofu.
有一个名字叫做Chris Tofu.但是因为我不喜欢吃豆腐，所以绝对不是我的名字。
So these are how we hope to be seen, addressed, described, defined, and perhaps the last one, devoured by other people.
我们希望用这些名字呢，让那个别人能够知道我们一些。
So let's talk about now, why do these rewards revolve around names?
我们来想想看，为什么神给我们的奖赏呢和名字有关系？
So when we look at the rewards to the churches in Revelation, they revolve around a few core themes.
当我们读到这个启示录里面的名字的时候呢，发现说这个名字呢，其实是围绕着几个非常基本的意义。
In the same letter, there could be multiple rewards, and then as you read across the letters, you could see how the rewards are associated with each other.
我们看到每一个给教会的书信呢，会有几样不同的奖赏，但是你又把每一个书信连在一起看的时候，你会发现它们里面的关联。
So all these rewards that are given to us when Jesus comes revolve around the three themes of rapture, kingdom, and eternal life.
这个神的奖赏呢，牵涉到三件事情啊，一个是被提，一个是国度
kingdom, yeah,
还有一个是
eternal life,
是永生。
So yeah, so today's two names will be, so one of the names is never being blotted out of the book of life.
我们知道今天我们读到的是这个名字啊，不从生命册上涂抹。
And the other reward being that we'll be given a white stone with our name on it that nobody would know except for us.
另外一个奖赏呢，我们看到是一颗白石头，那石头上写的新的名字，那这个名字呢，除了那领受的以外呢，没有人能认识。
But before we go into those two rewards and look at them fully, we want to talk briefly about how to get them, which is by overcoming.
我们讲到这两种名字的细节之前呢，我们来先谈谈怎样能够得着这些奖赏。
So first off, Jesus calls for the overcomers, a smaller part of the larger community.
我们知道主耶稣来是来呼召得胜者，这些人是在大团体中的少数人。
Jesus does not force every single person on a path where they are unwilling to pay the cost.
主耶稣没有强迫任何人呢，在走窄路的时候呢，去付那个代价。
He clearly lays out a choice to anyone who is willing to hear his call for overcomers.
主呢非常清楚的把选择得胜者的这个事情呢当作一个选择给了我们。
Therefore, the reward is conditional on how one lives your life.
所以呢做得胜者呢或得奖赏呢是有条件的，是决定在我们怎样过我们的生活。
And this is different from the eternal life that God gives to all Christians, which is obtained as a gift through faith in Christ Jesus.
这个和永远的生命、永生是不同的，因为永生是我们在主耶稣基督面前所领受的一个礼物，每个人都有这一份礼物。
So thus, Christian overcomers receive reward, Christian non-overcomers do not.
所以那些在基督徒当中呢的得胜者呢，他们会得到奖赏。那么基督徒当中呢没有得胜的，他们不会得到这个奖赏。
So there are several group of overcomers in Revelation. So I'll just tick off a few just to so you can see what characteristics they seem to share with each other.
在这个启示录里面，我们看到几种不同的得胜者，然后我们。来看看这个每一种得胜者他的所有的那个特质是什么，特性是什么。
So first we have the great multitude who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of Jesus, the Lamb.
我们首先看到一批呢是穿着白衣呢，他们是借着耶稣基督的宝血被洗净的人。
We have a man-child who conquered the dragon by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their life even until death.
我们另外看到一批人是叫做男孩子，被提的男孩子，他们这些人呢是至于死呢也忠心的。
Then we have the 144,000 first fruits who did not defile themselves with women. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes, and no lie was found in their mouth.
我们再看到另外一批得胜者呢，他是144,000个人呢，他们是没有玷沾污。妇人的，并且他们主耶稣到哪里去呢？他们都跟随着羔羊的脚踪。
And then there was a call for the endurance of the saints. These overcomers kept the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus.
还有一些得胜者的，乃是他们能够忍耐到底的这些圣徒，他们能够忠心到底的。
Then there are those who conquered the beast and its image, and they are standing before the sea of glass.Singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
另外一批得胜者呢，他们是那个胜过那个野兽，能够站在这个神面前呢，唱摩西的新歌。
And what's the common theme? It is being a disciple that's faithful to the testimony of Jesus.
他们所拥有的特性啊，每一个一样的特性就是他们能够在主面前能够忠心。能够保守了主的见证。
And this is because we can only overcome when following Jesus, who is the true and first overcomer.
我们能够得胜呢，只是有一个只能做一件事，就是来忠心的跟随主。主是第一位得胜者。
Because he was victorious over death, sin, Satan, and the world, thus we can also do so if we follow in his own way. If we follow in his way.
我们知道主耶稣是第一个胜过死亡、撒旦和罪恶的，所以我们能够只有跟随他，我们才能胜过。
We do not follow our own way, but in the way that He revealed.
我们不能够选择我们自己的道路，乃是选择主所走的道路。
And you could see this in the world too. When we do something, have to do something that's dangerous. Let's say, like, we'll use the example of ski jumping, since it was in the Olympics recently.
我们可以用一个平常所看见的来做个比喻。有些时候我们从事于这个危险的运动，比如说最近的冬季的奥运里面看到的这个滑雪的 jumping，
yeah， 跳跳，
滑雪跳跃的滑雪。
So ski jumpers are overcomers over the force of gravity, their fear of heights and disastrous landings.
这些跳跃滑雪的选手们呢，他们在某一方面来说呢是得胜者，因为他必须要克服自己的惧怕。他克服自己的这个地心引力，他也要克服这个惧怕那个摔下来的伤害。
But the best way to accomplish this feat is not to do your own creative way.
能够在这个竞争场上呢得胜呢，不是要照着你自己呢所发明的那个方法。
The best is going to a ski jump coach or a champion who has done it before.To show you how it's done.
所以你如果从事这个跳跃滑雪的选手的话，你是要去找一位这个已经得过奖牌的那个选手，或者是呢向那个这个教练去学习怎样做。对。
So thus, as disciples, we have to come to Jesus, who is the overcomer.
所以我们这些做主耶稣门徒的人呢，必须来到主耶稣面前，因为主耶稣自己是得胜者。
But we could also take heart knowing that for most of the disciples, they were scattered when Jesus was betrayed and they even denied him.
然后但是我们知道这些所有的门徒呢，主耶稣被捕的时候呢，他们全部分散了，并且呢有人呢还这个否定主的名。
But in their deaths, they were martyred. Peter, Bartholomew, and Philip were all crucified upside down at their death.
我们知道，但是他们死的时候呢，全部是殉道死的，而且呢，其中的四位呢是倒钉十字架为主做见证而死的。
So let's take a look at really briefly a passage in Luke about discipleship, which is Luke chapter 9:23-27.
让我们来看一下什么叫做做主的门徒。我们看到这个，先来翻到路加福音第九章。
This is a very popular and very fitting passage, chapter 9, verses 23-27, and it says, And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me.
这是第路加福音第九章的二十三节，耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he's the one who will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必伤掉生命；凡为我伤掉生命的，必救了生命。
For what is a man?Profit if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself.
人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己的，却丧失了自己，赔偿自己，有什么益处呢？
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，被天使与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So one is to deny yourself, crucify the flesh, which means our passions and desires.
第一点呢，他这边讲到说要天天舍己，乃是把我们自己天然的那些情欲都要钉死。
But this does not mean to crucify the individuality.That makes each person distinct.
当我们要舍己的时候，并不表示我们要把我们的个性除去。
Nor does it mean to crucify our self-worth or joy.
现在是不是说把我们的这个价值和我们的这个喜乐定死
And other people say things like, I deny myself by not eating like Cheetos or donuts.
有人说啊，我这个舍己啊，乃是不吃这个什么叫 donuts？ 圆圈、甜圈圈。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so denying ourselves does not mean necessarily denying the things, but it's denying our self-lordship, our right to control our lives.
所以说，这边说到舍己，乃是说到把我们愿意掌管自己生命的主权呢，要舍弃，要交给主。
So all our very being and energy, our possessions and dreams, our past and future are all committed to God's pleasure, His will, and His glory.
就乃是把我们自己的梦想，把我们自己，把我们将来的荣耀都摆在主的身上。
And the second thing is taking up the cross daily.
第二件事情，他说到是天天背起他的十字架。
In Roman times, if you were to take up the cross, that means you have already been sentenced to death.
在罗马那个时代呢，你如果背起十字架，就表示说你已经被判了死刑了。
You're essentially marked out as a dead person with no future in the world anymore.
你基本上是一个死人，你在这个世界上是没有前途了。
So when we bear the cross, that means the world really means nothing to us anymore.
当我们背起十字架的时候，这个世界对我们应该没有一切的影响。
And that doesn't really matter too much, because if you lose the world, you will gain Christ instead.
这个呢，对我们来讲是很合算的，因为当我们失去世界的时候，我们乃是以基督来代替的。
So although our ambitions and dreams may die, but God will resurrect them for His own purposes to which we were made.
虽然是我们的梦想啊，我们的野心呢、啊，都要被埋葬，但是呢，神会用他自己的荣耀的旨意来代替。
And finally, we have following Jesus.
第三点说到是我们要跟从他，跟从我。
It talks about a close personal relationship with the Master, and also we disciple others.
就乃是说到我们有这个非常亲密啊。跟主要有非常亲密的关系，并且和其他的门徒也要有这个非常亲密的关系。
So imagine you are Peter and John. You used to live in a very closed off world centered on fishing.
我们用这个彼得和约翰做一个比喻哈，他们这个一直呢在一起呢关闭在自己这个打鱼的这个职业里。
They talk to their friends about fish.They argued with their wives about fish.
他们跟他们朋友谈论到这个鱼，跟他太太也常常这个为着鱼争吵。
Interesting. They have daydreams about fish, nightmares about not having fish.
他们早上呢，也是在这个做白日梦，就想到这个鱼；晚上做噩梦，也是因为可能是没有打到任何鱼。
And this is all provincial, all local.All very self-centered. It's a very closed-off world.
在他们自己小那个小小的封闭的世界里面呢，他们呢就在做这些事。
But then when Jesus entered their lives and said, "Follow me, now you will be fishers of men."
当主耶稣进到他们的生命里面的时候，主对他们说，你们要做得人的渔夫，来跟从我。
So now there are possibilities and potentials.Now expand beyond the Lake of Galilee.
所以他们呢的生命呢就被扩大了，超越这加利利海的那个世界。
And now they could embrace the whole ends of the earth and the ends of eternity.
那现在他们的生活生命呢就展升到地极。
So that in a nutshell is the how it is for us to be disciples who will be overcomers.
这个就是像我们说到这个做门徒做得胜者的意义。
And now we want to transition to look at the two rewards.
我们来想想看这个再来看看这个两个不同的这个奖赏。
So now let's revisit the name that will be given to us, the name that will not be blotted out of the book of life, which is in the letter of Sardis.So let's turn back
让我们看到这两种不同的名字呢，让我们看看那个第一点是讲到那个撒迪教会里面说到这个名字不从生命册上涂抹。
So let's take a look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 5.
我们来读启示录第三章的第五节。
He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
凡得胜者必这样穿白衣，我也 必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，却要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
So, as we look at this, let's first talk aboutWhat is the book of life? And then we'll consider about the names that are inside.
我们想到这个要交通这一点的时候呢，我们必须要先知道说什么是生命册，什么是叫做这个你的名字在这生命册上的意义。
So it says in Revelation that if your name is written in the book of life, you will get to enter the eternal city of God.
在启示录里面呢，当说到生命册上，你的名字如果在生命册上的话，你就会进到神永远的城，就是新耶路撒冷。
However, if not, then at the judgment of the great white throne, if your name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
假如呢，你的名字呢不在这个生命册上，那么在大把大这个白色大宝座面前呢，你就会被扔到火湖里。
So the book contains the names of the people who have eternal life in Christ Jesus.
所以在这里面说到的生命册上，你的名字在生命册上，乃是说那些拥有永远生命的人。
So how come that is the case? So let's use the four sentences to give a brief gospel look.
让我们用这个很简单的四句话把这个福音的真意来表明出来。
So God is so holy that we cannot come into his world of eternity and eternal life unless we are as perfect as he is.
我们知道我们的神是圣洁的神，我们呢不能够有罪的人不能够进到他的国度里面，不能进到他永远的国度里。
And because we are sinners, if we approach his throne,then we would just be evaporated in his purity.
如果我们这些有罪的人呢带着我们的罪进到神面前的话，我们就马上就变成这个毁灭，成一个像那个这个灰尘一样，所以我们不能够在他面前存活。
Thus the Son of God, Jesus was sent to earth to bear our punishment on the cross through and in his death.
所以呢，神呢就差遣他的儿子，我们的主耶稣呢，为我们的罪呢死在十字架上。
Through which then he was resurrected, and that anyone who believes and receives Jesus into their hearts also receive his purity, holiness, and eternal life.
当我们主耶稣呢，不但是被钉在十字架上，并且他也复活了，所以我们那些相信他的人呢。乃是不但是相信他，并且从他那里领受这个神的圣洁、神的纯洁，并且永远的生命。
So once you're a part of the book of life, you're kept in eternal life, and that you cannot lose it. It begins the day when you are saved.
当你这个得救的时候，你的名字就在生命册上，并且呢，你神就在生命里面的保守你，你不会失去他。
So I mean the name was not entered into the book of life at that time. It was just the eternal life was given at that time.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I mean, so, our names are written far in the past.
说到这个，我们一信主的时候，一信主的时候呢，我们就有了这永远的生命。那么神呢，就在永远生命里面保守我们。但是我们的名字还没有在生命册上。
No, I mean, our names are already written in the book of life before the foundation of the world, and we get eternal life on the day we are saved.
Oh.
Sorry.
其实我们的名字啊，我们没有得救以前呢，就已经写在生命册上了。那么当我们信主的时候呢，我们就得到了这个永远的生命。
Mm-hmm. And so let's take a look at, so what does it mean, the term, our names will not be erased or blotted out?
让我们看看说，这个他这边说到说，我这个从生命身上涂抹，到底什么意思？
It means that it emphasizes the security that we have, that we will never be forsaken by God once we are saved.
这乃是说到我们得救永远生命的那个保障，就是我们信了主以后呢，我们就永远在主的这个面前有永远的生命。
So if you look at some of the genealogies in the Bible, you would find that God sometimes blots out the names of those who disobeyed him.
从很多的家谱里面，你看到有些人呢，他们的名字啊，从这个家谱中呢被除去了。
Maybe in Matthew, even several generations are erased and skipped.
从马太的这个家谱里面看到说，很多年代的那些人的名字呢就被省略了。
However, for us, we do not have to be fearful.
但是对我们来说呢，我们不需要惧怕。
Because Jesus has already inked our names in by His own blood.
因为主耶稣已经用他自己的宝血呢，把我们的名字写在生命册上。
However, to save us, it seemed that God had to erase, this in figurative terms, Jesus from the book of life so that He experiences what it's like for the consequences of not having His name in the book of life.
但是主耶稣为了救我们呢，承受永远的惩罚呢，所以呢，就好像是用这个另外一句话来说呢，神就把主耶稣的名字从生命册上除去，使他能够经历什么叫做永远的审判。
And Jesus had to experience death so that our names could be written in that book of life.
主耶稣必须为我们尝到死味呢，好使我们的名字能够写在这个生命册上。
Okay, so that's the book of life. So now let's move to what is a name.
我们刚才提到就生命册，那么我们来再看看什么叫做名字。
So a name is encapsulates the person who created you or your parents' hopes, basically.
这名字呢，乃是包括呢那个创造你的人对你的盼望，或者是你的父母对你的盼望。
They may choose it because it represents an ideal, a hope, a dream, a role model, or a path.
他们选这个名字给我们呢，是可能是为了想到他们对我们身上的盼望或对我们身上的一个理想。
So at birth, already you got an expectation to fulfill.
所以当我们生下来的时候呢，我们已经有一个责任在我们身上要达到。
So mine is Christopher, which is made out of the Greek words Christos and Tophos.
我的名字叫做
Christopher.
What is Chinese name? Christopher.
So it's made out of the Greek words Christos and Tophos.
哦，他的名字呢就是 Christos, 是基督啊。
Greek Christ.
Christ, okay, yeah, so the Christ. So, 他的名字是从希腊文来的哈，是前面是基督，后面是。
So the first part, Christos means Christ, and the Tophos means bearer.
所以他这个，我这 Christopher 这个名字呢，前面是基督，后面是承受基督的人的意思。
So my expectation was to be a testimony or someone who bears Christ.
所以我的名字呢，说到说我是为主做见证者，或者是我是承担基督使命的人。
So in a figurative way, also society confers names on us as well.
从这个另外一个角度来说呢，这个社会呢也是在我们身上加上一些名字。
We are grouped as a certain stereotype, perhaps, that we could either conform to or rebel against.
我们有时候给一个这个团体的一个名字，然后呢，我们不管我们喜欢或不喜欢，我们会推辞或者是我们会接受。
So consider the following questions.
来想象下面几个问题。
So what things do your peers and friends frequently say about you?
你的朋友啊，通常是谈论到你的时候说些什么呢？
Have they criticized you about something and then you decide not to pursue it?
或者他们这个批评你，所以你觉得这个放弃了。
Have they praised you and thus you decide to take interest in something in order to please them?
或者他们称赞你，所以呢，你为了讨他们的喜悦呢，就来从事这些活动。
So whose attention by getting an identity do you seek?
所以呢，从这个名字啊身上，我们可以看到说，你到底是为了取悦谁呢，来过你的生活。
Similarly, your parents can care for you, but they may also have expectations based on the society and culture.
我们知道父母对我们身上的盼望有时候是根据这个世界或者跟着这个环境来的。
Like, what do your parents say about you and which of those things do you believe?
对于父母的盼望，对于父母对我们的期望和我们到底相信些什么呢？
So as parents and friends and fellow brothers and sisters, we want to be careful with what we say.
所以对我们来说做弟兄姊妹或者做这个在家里的议员的时候，我们要特别注意我们说什么。
Because our words can either legitimize someone's potential or handicap them from reaching it.
我们有时候呢，借助我们的谈话呢，有时候是鼓励这个人，使他能够发展他自己的这个前程，或者是我们能去拦阻他来发展他的前程。
So words that endure.Words that leave your mouth endure far after the speaker of those words dies.
所以我们说出的话呢，其实它的影响呢，远超过我们说了话了以后。
They can shape the belief that you have about yourself, and then those beliefs eventually shape your life.
从我们说出的话呢，可以影响一个人的信仰，那个信仰就决定那个人的生命。
So we want to ask for God's discernment.
所以呢，我们需要求神呢，给我们在这件事情上有着分辨。
Whether we want to build our lives on the aspirations and approvals of others, or the approval and opinion of God.
所以我们呢，可以想想说，我们的生命到底是要建立在取悦别人呢，还是取悦神的身上
？So when Adam and Eve rejected God, they experienced shame of being human because now they live a life apart from God.
当亚当夏娃拒绝神的时候呢，他们就落到这个自己的羞耻里面，因为他们不要神。
And so they chose an identity, so-called like a name that's apart from that given by God.
所以从另外一个角度里面看呢，这亚当呢、夏娃呢就拒绝了神给他们起的名字，乃是自己愿意呢找一个自己的名字。
So if we choose a name for ourselves, an identity for ourselves, or we have society confer an identity ourselves, our life we're trying to reach that identity or else we'll feel that we are not accepted.
我们不管是自己为自己起名或者是社会团体给我们起的名字呢，我们就落到这个里面，是我们能够用从这些角度来想要认识自己。
But instead, God wants us to reflect His imageThat we were made to be crowned with glory and honor.
但是神是要我们能够来反映神的荣耀，是神呢要把他的冠冕加在我们身上。
He removes that shame and restores us to the dignity of being human.
他把那个羞耻呢，我们所经历的羞耻除去，使我们能够再穿上那个神当初造我们形象的那个荣耀。
So thus, let's come before the Lord to renew our minds to believe the truth and not the lies.From the enemy.
让我们来到神面前呢，使我们的心意呢更新而变化，使我们能够不落到仇敌的谎言里。
And finally, let's take a look at the part about being ashamed and Jesus confessing us.
让我们再看到这一点，主耶稣呢说到的这个他也必以我们为耻的。
It says, if we're ashamed of Jesus.Then the Son of Man will also be ashamed of us when He comes in the glory of the Father and the angels.
当主耶稣说到说，当我们不认他的时候，那么主耶稣呢，在他父神面前和他的众圣徒的荣耀面前，也必不认我们，以我们为可耻的。
So Jesus will not confess the name that's not written in the book of life permanently.
所以神呢就。不以我们的名啊，为这个不认我们的名。
So let's have the picture. Let's imagine that you are standing before the throne.
让我们想象的一个图画就是我们站在神宝座前。
And on that day, the glorious and shining face of God turns to you to look at you.
我们神荣耀的面容呢，转到你的身上来注意你。
So his face will either be beaming with pleasure, which fills us with a delight that can never be taken away from us.
所以主的面孔呢，面貌呢，可以说是充满着这个喜悦我们的那个荣光，那么我们心里面就也会充满着喜乐。
Or we will see a face of displeasure, which will give us a shame that will never be erased through all time.
或者是呢，神的面容呢，向着我们的时候是一个不喜悦的面容，那么我们心中呢就充满着羞耻。
So that's why there's two implications from this idea of our names being not erased from the book of life.
所以呢，这个当圣经说到呢，不把我们的名啊从生命册上涂抹呢，有两层的意义。
So the first application is to rejoice that your names are now written in heaven.
第一层意义乃是说，为着我们的名啊写在天上呢而欢喜快乐。
So it says in Luke chapter 10 verse 20.
在路加福音第十章的第二十节如此说。
This is when the 70 returned and they're very glad about the acts that they've done.
这是说到七十个门徒呢回来以后，神打发他们去传福音，他们回来以后呢，他们非常为着他们所做的事情呢就非常的喜乐。
So Luke 10:20 says, Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven.
主耶稣他们说，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
So the disciples are very excited. They're pointing to their work to be like, what we've done was supernatural, super special.
他们回来的时候非常兴奋，非常喜乐。他们说到他们所做的事乃是神迹。
They have spiritual pride in their service.
在他们这个服侍主赶鬼的时候呢，或者医病的时候呢，他们里面充满了这个骄傲。
But Jesus instead told them to rejoice that their names are written in heaven.
主反而叫他们说你们要因着你们的名啊写在天上而喜乐。
So this means that we want to have a spiritual perspective to see that our names are already written in heaven.
所以这个段话告诉我们呢，我们必须要有属天的认识，来认识我们的名啊是写在天上的。
And that sometimes as we live everyday life,Because of its busyness, we are sucked down and we do not have the same perspective.
因为我们活在地上呢，常常有的时候呢，这个地上的这些繁忙的生活呢，常常把我们从天上拉下来，所以我们失去了这个属灵的眼光。
And then we start to seek the approval of others in spiritual service and concentrate on those more earthly things.
我们呢，就会落到一种光景，就是我们做一切的事情为了讨人的喜悦，就失去掉属灵的眼光。
So the first thing to remember is to rejoice that our names are already written in the book of life before the foundation of the world in heaven.
所以第一件事情我们所要看见的乃是我们的名字在创立世界以前呢就写在天上。
And the second application is that God can only save and sanctify you.Not the you that you spiritually pretend to be.
神呢只能够使你啊使你成圣，而不是你所要达到的那个来成圣。
Because we talked about your name as being either your own expectation for yourself or other people's expectation of yourself.
我们谈到刚讲到名字的时候，说到说你自己对自己的期望，或者别人对你的期望。
But we need to realize it is God's expectations that matters.
我们需要提醒自己啊，只有神对我们的期望，才是最重要的。
Thus, that means we want to renew our minds.
那表示说我们要更新我们的心意啊，要更新而变化。
And hopefully that when we take a glance in a page of the book of life, we'll see the people around us.
所以有一天可能我们看这个生命册的时候，我们看到这个一些在现在在我们周围的一些弟兄姊妹的名字。
All right, so now let's move on to the new name on that white stone.
那么再看到第二点，就是那个在白石上头的新的名字。
So let's turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
那我们转到这个启示录第二章的十七节。
So Revelation 2:17 says, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
启示录第二章十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
So in Roman times, when you are victorious in, let's say, the games, a small white stone was given to you, and it's called the Tessera Hospitalis.
在罗马那个时代呢，当你在竞争场上得胜的时候呢，他们就会给你一个白的石头，这个石头呢，有一个希腊名字。
And Latin, yeah, and it
拉丁名字，这个石头有一个拉丁专有名字。
And that small white stone is like a ticket to be admitted to a feast.
那个白石头呢，就像一个门票一样，让你那个进到那个欢宴里。
And for us, this white stone is like an admission to the marriage feast.
对我们来说呢，这个白石头呢，乃是使我们能够进入羔羊的婚宴里。
So let's hold that thought in our head as we talk about the new name.
让我们暂停一下哈，来记住这一点，然后我们来谈到这个新的名字。
So things are given new names when they are given a new calling or a new future or a new purpose.
我们呢给一个事物呢新的名字，乃是当它的目的改变了，或它的一些期望改变了。
So God gives new names that reveal a part of His own name and character when He wants to start a new work or start a new work.
当神给我们新的名字的时候呢，他乃是把他的性情再一次向我们显明，并且来在我们身上从事一个新的作为。
So you can imagine, at the marriage feast, we are about to enter a whole new world, and thus we need a new name.
你想想看，我们在这个进到婚姻、羔羊婚姻的时候呢，我们就是乃是进到这个新的时代里，所以我们需要一个新的名字。
A new name is given whenever a new world is made, so that each thing and creature and object inside that new world knows its purpose and identity.
当我们进到一个新的世界的时候呢，我们需要一个新的这个思想，新的这个作为，新的目的。
So for example, during the creation of the world, Adam was tasked with giving the animals names.
就像像当神造这个现在的这个世界的时候呢，这个神叫亚当呢为着所有的动物呢命名。
But that was not the first names. The first names come in Genesis 1.
我们看到的名字呢，这些不是动物的名字，不是第一个名字。我们第一个名字，我们可以在创世纪第一章第一节呢看见这个。第一个名字
maybe just 第一章 just the first chapter.
Oh, 第一章 but you just said
chapter one, not
okay, chapter one. Okay, so 在我们在第一章里面呢看到这个名字
because he called the light day and the darkness night.
他叫光白昼，叫黑暗晚上夜晚。
And he calls out each star by name.
并且呢，神为着天上每一个星星啊起名。
So everything that God creates has a purpose, and He does not do anything without forethought.
我们看到神所造的一切呢，都有目的，它不是 这个突然想起来的。
Thus he can assign names because he knows each thing's purpose and significance.
所以神呢，在所他造的所有的事物身上呢，都起个名字，因为他对他们有一个特别的目的。
So how does that apply to us?
那么这个怎么应用在我们身上呢？
Because at this wedding feast, we are given a new name for our new assignments in the new world.
就在这个进到羔羊宴席的时候呢，我们就有一个新的名字，因为我们有新的工作，我们新的这个目的。
And this new mission continues what we've been doing on our brief training period on earth.
就我们在地上的生活呢，都是为了这个而训练。
We've been preparing, and through service, we've been refining gifts.
我们在地上呢，借着我们所领受的恩赐呢，来彼此服侍呢，来训练我们。
But that new name and identity will be so fundamental to us that we would really readily resonate with it.
当我们接受这个新的名字的时候，我们的心里面会觉得非常感动的，因为我们一辈子所做的就是为了为此而预备的。
It'll be the true actualization of all our spiritual half-dreams that are distorted currently by the world.
这是我们心中深处所盼望的。虽然现在呢，我们被这个很多世界的东西呢，在里面把它困住了。
It is what we would have really wanted and loved to do.
这是我们心里面深处呢，希望达到的，也想要做的。
And this is something that another person can never fully understand, because that's why this is described as a name that no one knows except for you.
所以呢，他这边讲到说的，就除了那领受的以外呢，没有人能认识。
Because no one really knows how come you're so unique, you have your own loves of different things, why your current character or personality or DNA or upbringing made you the way you are.
就是为什么每一个人呢都是非常特殊的我们的成长我们里面的这个DNA 啊中文是怎么讲基因等等啊都是和别人有特殊的地方。
So the name will completely resonate with you that when God calls you that name or identity, like thunderer, and then we would readily answer by it.
所以呢当神呢当他呼叫我们的时候呢，像那个打雷一样呼叫我们的时候，我们马上就会回应，因为他我们在神面前是非常独特的、独一的。
I also enjoy Han Susu because whenever he calls his three daughters or one of the daughters, all three respond. So
我很羡慕韩叔叔呢，因为他每次叫他女儿名字的时候，他们三个女儿都回答。
But in that day when the father callsEach of them will individually respond to their individual names.
当那天呢，天父呼叫我们的时候，我们每一个人呢，叫到我们名字的时候，我们才会回应。
Because it will be so fundamentally who we are.
因为我们所是的，乃是建立在神对我们所有的认识上。
And we would readily want to take on our new assignments for which we were created.
我们呢，盼望能够进到这个新的目的新的时代里，因为这是为着此我们而被造的。
And then you could finally live without pretense of doing something just because it's cool in the sight of others.
我们那个时候就会从这个喜悦别人的那个这个捆锁里面得到释放。
Without the mask of being someone who you're not.
我们就不需要再戴这个面具了，为了取悦别人而戴的面具。
And without the guilt of what you're ashamed to be.
并且呢，我们心中呢，觉得我们为什么跟人家不一样，而觉得那个羞耻感也会出去。
So I just want to read since Billy Graham recently passed away, and now he's living life better than ever.
我现在呢就要提到一个名字，就是 Billy Graham， 他刚刚被主接去了，他现在住在地方呢比现在更好。
So he wrote at the end of his life.I've often said that the first thing I'm going to do when I get to heaven is to ask.
这位这个 Billy Graham 呢，他临死以前呢，他写了一句话，他说是呢， 我每次对自己说啊，当我进到天的时候呢，我要第一件事我要做的就是要问
Why me, Lord? Why did you choose a farm boy from North Carolina?
为什么是我？为什么你选择一个乡村的一个小男孩？
Yeah, farm boy from North Carolina to preach to so many people.
用他来向全世界人传福音。
To have such a wonderful team of associates.
并且呢，给他那么多非常出色的同工们。
And have a part in what you are doing in the latter half of the 20th century.
并且能够使他与神要在上个时代所要成就的目的里面有份。
He says, I've thought about that question a great deal, but know also that only God knows the answer.
我一直在想这个问题，并且我知道说只有神有这个答案。
God knows the answer. He knows the reason why he gave you he knows why he gave you your new name and your mission.
神的知道，所以他给你一个新的名字，并且他把服事托付给你。
So will you allow him to work in your life today so that you will be ready with your assignments then?
你愿意接受神今天给你的服事吗？是你能够承担以后将来他所要给你的服事。
So thus for this reward, there are also two implications, two applications.
所以为了这个特殊的赏赐呢，有两个不同的应用方面。
So one is to really see the full potential of other people.
第一个是呢，是从神那边看到一个人，他神在他身上的那个期望。
So are there people that in a congregation that you have been ignoring or not giving full dignity to because they are not popular or cool or important enough to you?
或许是在我们中间呢，有些人呢，你从来不注意他，因为他们不是非常受欢迎的，他们不是非常讨欢喜的。
So C.S. Lewis in his sermon The Way of Glory has this quote that I really like and has really changed my heart.
有一位弟兄呢，他叫C.S. Lewis， 他写了一段话，对我来讲非常感动。
So let me just read you the quote. It says, "Remember that the dullest and most uninteresting person you talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be tempted to worship."
他说呢，你现在觉得最不令人欢喜的一个人呢，有一天呢，他会变成一种这个要你看了就要想要敬拜的那种人。
Or else a corruption and horror such as you meet only in a nightmare.
或者是呢，他会变成你就在只有在这个做梦的时候梦到的那个恐惧。
All day long, we are in some degree helping each other to one or other of these destinations.
所以呢，每天我们生活的时候呢，我们乃是把这个人呢推上，或者是这个他以后所要充满的荣耀，或者他以后要变成的那可怕的造物。
So thus we want to really be careful and think about how we relate to each other, because how we relate may affect their destiny.
所以我们要在彼此生活的时候要特别小心，因为我们彼此的这个交通呢会影响一个人永远的这个结局。
And then the second application is to value your true identity. Thank the Lord for making you you.
第二个应用就是要真正的因着神所造我们的欢喜。
So there is also another C.S. Lewis book called The Great Divorce, where we enter heaven to see what people are like.
另外一本书呢，这位弟兄写的叫做这个 Great Divorce， 他描述我们到了天上的时候，我们会遇到什么样的情形。
There might be a very, let's say, a small lady who becomes very huge, or someone who's very wealthy in the world and becomes very small.
他说到一个可能在地上生活的时候是非常小的一个姊妹呢，到了天上可能变成非常伟大。到了这个在地上非常有钱的呢，可能到那里的时候一无所有。
One character may be this mentally challenged woman who, when she's in heaven, she's the most beautiful and stunning and elegant lady.
在地上可能是受到这个精神病态这个困扰的一个姊妹呢，到了天上的时候，她可能是变成最聪明、最能干的一个姊妹。
And then you imagine another character coming up to her and said, "Ah, I knew that was you all along."
或者是另外一个人就给她给这个姊妹想说啊，我一直呢就看到你身上有这个特点。
So thus we want to value other people, but we also want to value ourselves.
所以我们要在这个不但是在基督里看这个看别人呢，并且也要知道神在我们身上的所做成的是什么样的地步。
So let us now draw back now that we've seen both the white stone and the book of life to just talk about how it fits in the context of the letter.
我们刚才提到了这个新的名字，在白石上新的名字长上，也看到这个生命册。
So,
现在我们来看看这个这两件事情对整个书信的影响。
Because the white stone is paired with the hidden manna, so the white stone where there's the name that no one knows is paired with the hidden manna.
我们知道这个白石啊，乃是和这个隐藏的玛拿是摆在一起的。
So the no one knows and the hidden manna both speak about a hiddenness of testimony.
他里面讲到隐藏的玛拿和没有人能认识的这个名字，都是说到这个隐藏的生活。
Because we have a hidden spiritual hunger which can only be satisfied by Jesus.
我们心中内心深处呢有一个隐藏的渴慕，只有主耶稣基督能够满足我们。
So the manna was given in the wilderness to feed the people of Israel, only in the wilderness, and it stopped the day they reached the promised land.
我们知道玛拿呢是乃是在以色列人在旷野里面生活的时候，他们在天上领受的食物。但是呢，玛拿呢，当他们进到迦南美地的时候，玛拿就停止了。
So similarly, once we reached the promised land, our spiritual heartache for Jesus will be filled.
当我们进到属灵的美地的时候呢，那么我们里面的渴慕呢就会被满足，就不需要。
But that requires that hiddenness.
但是呢，现在呢，这个事情是隐藏的。
Same thing, the name that nobody knows also talks about a hidden intimate relationship with Jesus.
那这个名字呢是没有别的人能够认识，那是说到我们跟神那个非常亲密的那个关系。
It's like with your friends, you have inside jokes, inside secrets, inside names.
我们知道就好像有一个很好的朋友呢，你们两个只有你们两个中间所知道的一些秘密。
So as it says in the early part of the letter, if we have held fast to the name of Jesus during this life, now Jesus reveals His friendship to us in an endearing way by giving us this white stone.
So, 如果从前面看的话，假如是我们能够为主的名啊，能坚持到底啊，那么这个主呢就把这个白的石头也当作赏赐赐给我们。
So that was hiddenness in Pergamum. Now let's look at the public testimony of Sardis.
所以在那个别加摩书说到的奖赏呢是隐藏的，那么在这个沙堤的教会所给的赏赐是公开的。
Because the confession of our name in the book of life is tied to the white garments.
因为这边说到这个生命册上的名字啊，乃是和穿白衣这个赏赐和连在一起的。
So the white garments are the righteous acts of the saints. It's what walking in white means to do good works.
我们知道这个穿白衣乃是信徒所行的义，乃是说到我们做的善事。
And because what we have done is public and before others, likewise Jesus will confess our name publicly before the Father and the angels.
因为我们所做的乃是透明的，是人家可以看见的，所以呢，主呢能够也在众人面前认我们。
So I think it's almost time to end. So I just want to summarize really quickly about these rewards.
因为时间到了，所以我愿意再把我们所谈到的这个两个赏赐呢做一个总结。
But I want to entice you, maybe not entice you. I want to pique your interest in seeing how these rewards are not random and disconnected from each other.
我想要这个在结局的时候呢，引起你们每一个人的注意、兴趣，希望你知道说这两个赏赐呢，不是随便就摆在这里的。
Because God's blessings and rewards to us are always connected and cumulative.
因为神给我们的赏赐呢，都是相连的，并且是越来越多的，恩上加恩的。
So there's this insufficient example, but I'm going to use it anyway.
所以我有一个不太完全的比喻，但是我要在这边提一下。
Let's say you're sitting in a classroom at school.
假如说你在这个教室里面坐在那里。
And the teacher gives you a pine cone.
老师呢给你那个松树的果子。
And by itself, you're very blessed, but you don't really know what it means.
你在那边呢坐着收到这个松果啊，你就觉得哎呀你实在是有福了，但是你不晓得是什么意思。
Right. And then let's say the teacher gives you a robin egg.And then a maple leaf.
Say again, what is a robin egg?
Robin egg is like the blue.
Okay, so 一个，现在老师呢又给你一个鸟蛋，还有 what is that the other?
Like an oak leaf.
Okay, 另外一个礼物，枫叶，好吧，枫叶。
Then you realize it is to make a collage of a forest scene.
所以你就会这个时候你会想到说啊、哦、原来是神给这个老师给你这些东西呢是叫你做一个像森林一样的工艺。
So as you receive various rewards and blessings in this life from God,
所以呢像类似的如果我们在神那里边领受这些不同的赏赐的时候
you realize that they're all given by God to form youTo your special purpose and to your new name.
So, 当你的领受这些赏赐的，你就知道说，原来神给我们这些礼物啊，乃是为了一个，就是为了一个新的名字和新的目的。
And you could think of that as, for example, if you think back to the blessings you've gotten, that opportunity at work, the birth of that daughter, that new friend at school.
比如说是你。刚生了一个小孩子，或者是在公司里面刚刚遇见一些事情，或者是你交了一个新的朋友。
Yeah, these rewards and blessings are given to you to form you to who you are, and they're all connected and in His plan.
这些事情都是互相连接的，使你知道神给你的是什么。
So the rewards of the overcomer also build on each other.
所以类似的，我们可以看到这个神给我们的赏赐呢，做一个得胜者呢，也是是增进式的。
Because some people could say things like, "Oh, the book of life, getting eternal life, that's not a reward. That's already something. That's a gift that God gave me."
有人可能想说，这生命册，永远的生命，这不是赏赐啊，这是我信主的时候就得着了，为什么把它当作赏赐呢？在这里。
But as we said, the rewards in Revelation revolve around the core themes. So rapture leads to reigning in the kingdom, which leads to eternal life. They all build on each other.
我们刚才讲到说这个这些赏赐呢乃是围着几个主题的，比如说是这个背题，背题呢就连到这个国度，那国度就更当然是和永远生命是相连的。
So finally, I want to end on two sentences to explain today's talk at two differing grade levels.
所以我呢以两句话结束我的分享，这两句话呢是跟这个按照年龄等次分别的。
So the simplest takeaway for you to take home is being an overcomer is difficult now, but it is well worth it in the end.
第一个你可以带回下思想的就是做一个得胜者是不容易的。但是非常值得的。
And then the longer thing is, being an overcomer requires denying yourself, taking up the cross daily, and following Jesus.
做一个得胜者呢，你必须要舍己，并且背起十字架来跟随主。
So that we can live out our true name, our unique purpose and calling on earth.
使我们能够 这个成全呢，神给我们的那个新的名字和目的。
So that at Christ's return, we will receive rewards that were customized to our calling, like the new name on the white stone.
当主耶稣回来的时候呢，神的赏赐都是特别针对我们的需要，我们所示的来赐给我们的。
So these rewards will be so completely satisfy us that we will see that all the sacrifices and struggles of our time on earth in being and overcome it for Jesus' name was well worth it in the end.
所以我们在地上所经历的所有的难处，所有的艰难呢，为了基督名的缘故，都是值得的。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同一些祷告。
Father God, we want to thank you that your Son was the overcomer.
父，我们感谢你，因为你的儿子，我们主耶稣就是得胜者。
May you draw in each of our hearts this aspiration to be an overcomer like him.
让父，你能够在我们心里面把这个做得胜者的心智赐给我们，像你的儿子一样。
Give us this future point of view so that we'll see the rewards that we'll get and we would want to try to attain them.
让我们从这个永远的眼光来看这个赏赐，是我们想要得着这些。
Especially if we're trying and we're mired in our own disappointments or our own sins or our own weaknesses.
尤其是当我们在这我们自己的罪恶软弱里挣扎的时候。
Turn our eyes to once again look at heaven to see that our names are already written there and that we can rejoice.
父，求求你转向使我们的眼目转向上天，让我们看到这个我们的名字已在天上而心中欢喜快乐。
And we want to pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.